This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Leisure, and Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. This episode, known as Quiet Sam, it was aired on May the 1st, 1961, and was written by Jim Fritzl and Everett Greenbaum. If those names sound familiar, first of all, you need to know this was the first episode ever written by this team, and they were the most prolific writers on The Andy Griffith Show, and many viewers think these were their favorite writers. But let's talk a little bit about this episode. You may remember of Sam Becker. For those of you that have been Disney fans over the year, you may remember the person who's actually playing Sam Becker. It's William Shallert, and he was a television and movie veteran. He starred as Patty Duke's dad, Martin Lane, in that 1960 sitcom on the Patty Duke Show. He was also Dobie Gillis' English teacher, Mr. Leander Pomfret, on The Many Lives of Dobie Gillis. He had too many other television roles to mention, and he's appeared in a lot of movies, again, Disney. And if you ever saw the movie The Jerk, it starred Steve Martin, he portrayed the cockeyed judge back in 1978. But again, once you see him, you'll recognize his face. But again, he's playing Sam Becker, and the basis on this story, it opens up with Barney just coming out of Floyd's barbershop, just getting a haircut, and one of the fun early funny scenes is Barney sees a truck there, and he knows that Sam Becker's, and he's measuring how far it is from the fire hydrant. He takes and marks it off with his feet and said he's just within a couple of inches of not getting a ticket. So, again, Barney and his detective police work. But the whole episode is about, obviously named Quiet Sam. Sam Becker comes to town. He's very quiet. He doesn't talk much. You see scenes with Barney trying to talk with him, and Sam hardly saying more than a word or two, and then actually he drives off in the truck while Barney's in the middle of a sentence. So Barney, as usual, becomes very suspicious of Sam, looks into what Sam's buying, and tries to find out as much as he can about Sam, and sees that he's not, and presents this to Andy, and of course Andy's laid back, saying, well, he's just a farmer, and just because he's quiet doesn't mean he's done anything wrong. Barney keeps pursuing it to finally Andy says, okay, we'll go up there and see if things are going okay. And you see a scene where Sam's out on the tractor and Barney and Andy are sitting in the car, and then from Sam's house, the lights, the bedroom flash, and Sam jumps off his tractor, runs in the house, and Barney's all suspicious about that, and Andy's not. So, again, it's typical ways of Barney and Andy and their different interpretation of how things go. But anyway, as this goes along, Andy gets a phone call from Sam asking him to come out there. So he does, and he tells Otis to tell Barney about it. And so when Barney comes to the jailhouse and Otis tells him he's out to Sam Becker's, obviously Barney starts to think something's wrong with Andy. Andy makes a telephone call to the jail cell, and Sam comes rushing in to get Andy because he thinks his wife's about to have the baby, and they have to hang up in the middle of the phone call. And of course Barney becomes even more suspicious about what's going on up there, and so he gets a posse, and basically the posse is led by Floyd and a couple other friends. And one of the scenes about getting together the posse is something that's very rarely mentioned here. Floyd mentions his wife's name. Boy, that would be a good trivia question. What is it? Well, her name is Melba. And he talks about taking her pretty heavy walking stick up there, and Barney suggesting that he brings a gun if he's got it. So anyway, Andy goes up to the Becker place, and basically what he finds out is Sam Becker's wife is having a baby. The doctor's out of town, so Andy's being asked to deliver a baby. Now, something that occurs here, you know, you see Andy, and Andy does this on the Andy Griffith Show quite a few times. He tells a little fib, so to speak, to make other people comfortable or to protect the situation. He tells Sam that he's delivered plenty of babies. Actually, we hear later that Andy says, I've seen it done hundreds of times, but he's not ever done it. And, of course, Barney brings out about how he froze in biology class dissecting a grasshopper many years ago. So, again, Barney continues to be worried about it, and Andy's, you know, he's a little nervous, but he feels like he can get it done. So, basically, another funny scene comes when Barney comes up to check on Andy. He's looking through the window, and he sees Sam and Andy looks like they're wrestling with each other, but it's really Andy just trying to get Sam to sit down, and Barney, of course, interprets that the wrong way and starts jiggling on the doorknob to try to get in, and just as he starts to ram the door down, Sam opens the door, and Barney runs all the way across the room, and finally, Barney starts to understand what's going on. They realize they're simply having a baby, and of course Barney gets really bothered because he knows Andy's having to deliver the baby. But basically what Barney's role turns out to be is to keep Sam occupied while Andy slips into the back room and delivers the baby. Now, the wife, Lily, who has the baby, is interesting, is never seen in the episode. You see people looking at her and in the bedroom, and Aunt Bea even talking to her after the baby's born, but you never see Lily. Another thing that you might want to notice in this episode, when Barney's trying to read Andy the instructions for delivering a baby, and then Sam comes and rushes Barney back to the bedroom, rushes Andy back to the bedroom, look on the table, you'll see a newspaper. Notice the newspaper is the Mount Airy Times. It's not the Mayberry Times or the Mayberry Gazette. It's the Mount Airy Times. And again, this is the hometown that Andy grew up in and really what the show is based on. But I think that's interesting. If you look closely, you can see it's the Mount Airy Times. So again, another little interesting tidbit on the Andy Griffith Show. Another sort of change of the times between now and then. Now, not that every husband would do this, but most days, many husbands today are expected to be in the delivery room with their wife and the baby's being done. Well, this didn't happen in this episode. Sam was talking to Barney about Army stories, and Andy mentions in the story that Barney was very valuable in about Army story number 17. They were able to, that's when the baby was born. So again, another sort of change of the times. Another interesting thing that you don't see a lot of on the Andy Griffith Show, but after the baby's born, Andy goes out on the front porch and smokes a cigarette. We don't see much smoking on there, but we see Andy do that a couple of times. And then another good old downtown good time Mayberry happening is the neighbors come the next day with food and gifts to celebrate the birth, and they're singing the song Coming Around the Mountain. And you may not notice this, but you see the Country Boys help singing She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain. And they made another appearance on the episode Mayberry on Record. So again, very interesting. Other little tidbits about this episode, you find out that Otis Campbell is very afraid of thunderstorms. You find out that Barney served in the Army and he was over command of 3,000 books at the PX Library at Staten Island. So again, interesting little tidbits come out in this episode. Again, a funny episode, but again, it shows how Andy seems to do everything for the town and for everybody, and Barney seems to misinterpret everything and cause the funny things to happen on the Andy Griffith Show, and that's why we love the show so much. Now, let's talk a little bit about, we've been talking a little bit about the scenes or the set of the Andy Griffith Show. Let's talk about what's obviously the major set on the Andy Griffith Show, and that's simply the town of Mayberry. From the opening scene where Andy and Opie are walking down the country road, basically the whole idea there is to let everybody know this is done in a rural atmosphere. And again, you can read these tidbits in the Andy Griffith Show book written by Richard Kelly, an excellent book. But one of the things about this rural background that's focused on in the Andy Griffith Show, it does foster peace, quiet, and closeness to nature. The people not only get along with nature, but they get along with each other as well. I mentioned this a couple other podcasts, but I want to bring it up again. Mayberry is really pictured as small town USA. You know, a lot of people say, oh, it's in North Carolina. If I live in California, it doesn't have anything to do with me. But that's really not true. The only two characters who have a real strong southern accent in the Andy Griffith Show are Andy and Gomer. Now, there are a few episodes in the early seasons where Don Knotts does some southern things. For example, saying right cheer, C-H-E-E-R, instead of right here. But, you know, it really sounded so forced and fake that he dropped that later. And even Andy's southern accent, he dropped that by the end of the second year of the series. So, again, the whole idea behind the show was to give it some southern charm, basically without the southern accent, so it could be a universal town that everybody could enjoy. So, again, the set of Mayberry is a very important character in the show. Now, for the trivia question. I think, again, this is a funny aspect of the show, but here's the trivia question. What did Barney think Sam Becker was planting on his farm? I'll give you that again. What did Barney think Sam Becker was planting on his farm? If you'd like to take a guess at the trivia question, feel free to email me at burkek@etsu.edu, or you can go to the burkonmayberry.com website where you'll see the trivia episode and the answer in parentheses beside it of this trivia question. If you have any other questions or comments about Burke on Mayberry, don't hesitate to contact me at that email address, burkek@etsu.edu. And as they'd say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours, and thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry.